Thank you for coming. My name is Mohammed Nasser, PhD student in University of Nebraska-Lincoln, working with Dr. Richard Ferguson and Dr. Brian Krenke. And also I want to thankful for all co-author. Today, I will talk about integration of reactive sensor and maize nitrogen model approaches for nitrogen rate in corn. Current management practice, best management practice for in-season nitrogen is the best one-time application approach. It will including University of Nebraska soil test-based algorithm and Holland Schieber's active sensor algorithm. Also, crop sensor and maize nitrogen model have been proposed as a way to determine nitrogen rate requirement for in-season. Fertigation has been practiced as a multiple application for reduced nitrogen loss by matching between nitrogen supply and crop uptake. This will be raised question, can we integrate reactive sensor and model maize nodule approach to determine in-season nitrogen requirement by fertigation? The hypothesis of this study is active reactive method using integration of sensor and maize nitrogen model information will result in increased nitrogen use efficiency while by reducing nitrogen rate application and while maintain or increasing profit. The objective is to develop reactive fertigation method using integration of reactive sensor and maize nitrogen model by approach by using for reduced nitrogen rate while maintained and or increased profit compared with current best management University of Nebraska-Lincoln algorithm and Holland Schieber's algorithm. This site study is in South Central Agricultural Laboratory in the Clay Center in Nebraska. This is for 1 year, that's 2016. And experiment design will be randomized, combined a block design with 8 treatment with 4 replication. Treatment design, the treatment consists of check and reference or high nitrogen, UNL algorithm, it is non-sensor based management, as I mentioned in introduction, and Holland Schieber's algorithm, sensor based management practice, and reactive fixed fertigation, it is just determined nitrogen in season by sensor only. Reactive model fertigation will be integrated between model and sensor with urea ammonium nitrate solution. While in treatment setting, we use a different nitrogen source with slow release reactive modeling fertigation that also integrates sensor and model nitrogen with environmental smart nitrogen fertilizer. The last treatment will be model fertigation. We use model to determine nitrogen in season by model only. Sensor approach, we use SPAD chlorophyll meter to collect our measurement with, and we measure it like 30 readings for each treatment weekly by from color leaf between between V6 to tassel, and then we change place for take like sample from ear leaf after tassel growth state. This is SWAD meter. We use it as a gold standard sensor to dedicate nitrogen statue in Corinth. Then, after we calculate, after we calculation 30 readings from each treatment, then we average average for each treatment and two calculated sufficiency index by compare between target value divided by reference value. That will give me sufficiency index based on sufficiency index threshold 0.95. we can assign nitrogen application rate. Then another approach, this is model approach. The first step in this model will be determine expected yield based on the crop management data that come from the hybrid majority and plant date and plant population. Then the next step will be determine total nitrogen uptake according to expected yield by yield and nitrogen uptake function. Then the model also consider more factor for nitrogen supply, like leftover nitrogen, soil organic matter mineralization, nitrogen and residual nitrogen. That will be, you know, crop residual from third type or amount that will be affected by tillage incorporation, and also for minor nitrogen, nitrogen leaching, that then can be adjusted by soil nitrate test. The next step will be determine nitrogen rate by difference between total nitrogen uptake and total nitrogen supply by sufficient. This one will be determined. This total nitrogen uptake minus total supply by uptake efficiency to determine nitrogen rate. Then the last step, you will be calculated economic optimal nitrogen rate based on ratio price between fertilizer and crop price. Logical compound for schedule fertigation will be depend about sensor. As I mentioned, monitor started from V6 growth stage weekly, calculated sufficiency index based on sufficiency index 0.95 threshold, growth stage, and lag time after nitrogen application to dedicate full response to the last nitrogen application by sensor. Weather data and soil moisture data, then the last step will be calculation recommendation and soil nitrogen mineralization and nitrogen uptake by maize nitrogen model. The preliminary result showed like this for total nitrogen applied by kilogram per hectare for each nitrogen method. That show the red color shows its initial nitrogen rate and the blue color that show in-season nitrogen rate. The yield for each nitrogen method show there is no significant difference between one application, this is UNL algorithm and HS algorithm, and our fertigation sensor or integration sensor and model with UAN or ESN and model. With, you know, UNL and Holland Stubbers will they recommended more nitrogen than our treatment with sensor or sensor model and model. Nitrogen use efficiency as a partial factor of productivity show for each nitrogen show the sensor is the highest nitrogen use efficiency than others, and then integration between sensor and model and model. Nitrogen fertilizer recovery for each nitrogen application, this will come from nitrogen percentage in grain from fertilizer treatment minus nitrogen percentage minus nitrogen in the check divided by nitrogen applied. That also shows the integration between sensor and model is the highest, and then will be sensor and model. It is not significant between this just the three, but the highest one, it is sensor and model integration. Partial factor, partial profit for each application method, the highest partial profit is shown no significant difference with our sensor on sensor model and model. With, you know, with less nitrogen, and this one with high nitrogen, this is with sensor or sensor model and model with less nitrogen, show there's no significant difference with profit partial. Conclusion, the use of sensor or model or combination between them are a promising tool for determining need nitrogen requirement during the growing season. And also this tool can contribute to improve nitrogen use efficiency while maintain or increase profit. It also will minimize nitrogen loss. This research was partially funded by National Institute of Food and Agriculture and USDA and University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And also I would special thank to our team in Station, Glenn and Matthew in South Central Agriculture for their cooperation and work on the time, and also for Turner and Jennifer and Hemi in West Central and Extension Central for other work, additional work, and on time for each my work. And thank you, and any questions?
Do we have any questions? Sir?
Yep.
So that was really interesting. I was curious about the profit statistics. Was that at the 5% level? They were not significantly different?
Which one?
You were saying that the statistically the
yep.
profit numbers were not really different.
Yep.
Was that at the 5% level? Or
5. With
so
5.
Would it be significant at 10%?
I don't need to do it, but maybe we'll do it. Maybe it will be, yeah. With 5, there's no significant difference between high, this one, and with our.
The reason I ask that,
yep.
the farmer might make a decision based on 10 or even 50%.
I will do this in the future, yeah. We will see, maybe it will be more significant than this one. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yes, sir.
Can you go to the previous slide, please?
That one?
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
Do I understand correctly that the nitrogen use efficiency for your
this
90%?
You talk. Can you repeat your question?
Nitrogen use efficiency, so 90% of what you applied was recovered or used by the
nitrogen recovery calculated from nitrogen percentage from fertilizer treatment minus nitrogen percentage in check with no nitrogen divided by total nitrogen applied. Yeah, for each treatment. That show like integration sensor and model is the highest nitrogen recovery. Any more questions?
No more questions? All right, let's think.